Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Welcome to Eye on Houston. My name is Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull. This is our community affairs show where we talk about great things happening within our community, and we talk to great people from great organizations. And today, from the Harris County Housing Programs Department, she's a housing programs manager, Denise James. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Now, today we're going to talk about something super important. This is the Harris County Project Recovery, and this is about Hurricane Harvey funding that is now available. Now, Denise, last year a lot of the talk was about money coming from Washington to help with the relief from Hurricane Harvey, whether it was rebuilding homes or helping with housing, and this money was never available, but now it is.
Yes, actually it is. We received approximately $1.2 billion from the state of Texas, the General Land Office, that we can utilize to help individuals repair their home, infrastructure projects, and for affordable housing, which are our multifamily projects as well.
So you say billion with a B.
Billion. Yes, $1 billion.
Now, when I first read about this, in my mind, I imagined this big, giant bag of money, and it's kind of like, all right, who gets this money? Have y'all already decided who gets the money or who needs the money?
So we've allocated the funds with approximately $200 million going to the homeowner programs, which are our home owner assistance program, which is our repair and our rebuild program. Additionally, we have a buyout program, which takes people out of areas that have repeatedly flooded and helps them get into new homes. And lastly is our reimbursement program. That program helps individuals who've already done repairs on their home and just would like to be reimbursed.
So you said $200 million is just for those different categories you
yes.
mentioned. That's just a drop in the bucket.
Exactly. Additional funds have been, like I said, going to our infrastructure programs, which are our streets, our drainage programs, and then also we have an affordable housing program. So multifamily units are being developed as well.
So it's fair to say that there's still a lot of homes and a lot of areas that are still heavily affected by Harvey.
Yes, there are. We have tons of people who are still living in damaged homes that still need assistance.
And from what I've heard, there's some apartment complexes that became a housing area for or became a government housing during Harvey for people who were displaced. Is that correct?
Yes, there were. And we are going in for those properties that were damaged during Hurricane Harvey, those multifamily units, and refurbishing those, rehabbing those, and also building new properties as well.
So when they got this $1.2 billion number, how did they come to that number?
There was a needs assessment that was done. We went out into the community, assessed what damage was done in the area from the floods, and then we also did community engagement events where we asked the community, what exactly do you need?
And now if someone is listening right now and their home was affected by Harvey and they feel like they apply, like I use the example of someone in Baytown who maybe their home was damaged from Hurricane Harvey and they applied for federal aid and were denied federal aid. Can they reapply or how does that work?
Right. So a lot of people went out when the storm first occurred and they got contacted FEMA, which is the right thing to do. And some people were awarded, some people were not. However, we are a different program. We are Harris County. And so we are asking individuals to please contact us, reapply, not reapply through FEMA, but apply with us. We have a pre-application process and then an application process. They can reach out to us via our website, which is harrisrecovery.org, or they can call us at 832-927-4961.
Now, we're on with Housing Programs Manager Denise James. She's with Harris County, and we're talking about the Harris County Project Recovery, and this is to help to rebuild after Hurricane Harvey. Hurricane Harvey funding is available now, and they've got lots of ways to apply for this. Now, I see here there's a few different intake center locations. The first one on the list is 13101 Northwest Freeway, Suite 15. This is zip code 77040. If someone's going to this location, what can they expect?
Sure. So there we have a receptionist that will greet them, and then we also have intake specialists that are assigned to that location. What they can do, they can do the pre-application there, they can do their application, and they can also submit all of the requirement documents that we have. You can do a walk-in, and then also we have appointments as well.
So one of the questions that comes to mind for me is, if someone had, maybe their car was damaged, and is that sufficient to apply?
Well, no, we aren't helping with cars. These programs are specifically for homeowners whose homes were damaged and they need repair, or they need reimbursement, or they are ready to move.
So if somebody went into their home was damaged by Hurricane Harvey, and they did some of the construction renovation on their own, they can be reimbursed at this point.
Yes, if they use funds outside of the FEMA funds that may have been awarded, outside of the insurance monies, and they had their own out-of-pocket funds, we can reimburse them up to $50,000.
See, I think that's important, because there's a lot of neighborhoods that I don't think expect or anticipated being flooded, and after being flooded, they maybe had the funds at home to rebuild the sheetrock, or take care of some of the carpeting, or take care of some of the damage, and didn't realize it could ever get paid back at all.
Right, exactly. As long as you can have receipts. If you don't have receipts, that's fine. We'll come out, do an inspection of that property, and determine if those funds were actually spent. And then if so, if we can prove that up, then we can reimburse you.
You guys have a very busy future ahead of you.
Yes, we do. And that's exciting for us.
So $1.2 billion, am I getting that number right?
$1.2 billion,
$1.2 yes. billion were given to Harris County by the federal government to help with infrastructure. This is, you're talking roads and drainage also.
Yes, exactly. We do have funds that are allocated to that. We have multiple programs that are getting ready to get started in different parts of the county.
This is Ion Houston. Thank you so much for listening. This is our Community Affairs Show, where we talk about great things happening in our community. We're on with Denise James. She's the Housing Programs Manager for Harris County, and she's got some great information today about Project Recovery, the Harris County effort to try and rebuild after Harvey. It's hard to believe there's so many places and so many homes that are still damaged and still recovering. If you find yourself on the receiving end of that, you still got repairs you need to have done that were caused by Harvey, or you did the repairs yourself, there's lots of different ways to apply for this federal funding. Now, I want to specify that it's not FEMA. If you've applied with FEMA, this is different. This is Harris County, and this is federal money that's been given to our county to help us rebuild. If someone wants to apply for this, how can they do it?
They can go onto our website. We are located at harrisrecovery.org. They can give us a call at 832-927-4961, or they can visit one of our intake centers.
And I want to give a list of those intake centers. The 13101 Northwest Freeway, that's on 290, just south of the Loop, or just south of the Beltway, excuse me. And then the next one is 12941 North Freeway, Suite 60. This is 77060. And this is north of 45 and the Beltway. And then 14700 FM 2100, Suite 2A and 2B. This is in Crosby. That's way out Highway 90. And then on Burke Road, 3315 Burke Road in Pasadena, that's the fourth intake center location. Is there somewhere online they can get this full list?
Well, I just want to add that we have added an additional location out in Baytown, and that location is 729 Sharon Lane, Baytown, Texas, 77521. And yes, they can go to our website, and they can click onto the downloadable flyers, and they'll see a flyer with all of these locations listed.
Are walk-ins welcome, or do they need to set an appointment?
Walk-ins are welcome. They can set an appointment if they would like to, but walk-ins are perfectly fine.
Now, how long does the application process take?
The application is a little long. It can take between an hour to an hour and a half to do that. Then, like I said, we also have documents that residents need to provide us as well.
And I imagine it's not necessarily a time-sensitive thing from the standpoint of, hey, you come in, you apply, hey, we need this form and this form, and they can go get that and bring it back.
Right.
The file stays open until it's all finished?
Absolutely. We have a checklist that they can also download on that downloadable Flyers link on our webpage, and so they can see all the documents that are needed. They can bring some if they find that they don't have everything. Of course, they can come back to those intake centers and submit those documents at a later time.
So if you had to put a ballpark number on how many people you anticipate applying, would you be able to?
Oh, wow. Applying for us, we have quite a few currently in queue. We have received over 6,000 pre-applications, and we're currently processing about 3,000 right now.
Wow, that's amazing. And you know, I think there's a couple parts for me. Just how massive Harvey was, that we're still recovering from it and there's still so much to be done, and B, how many actual individuals were displaced and how much actual damage was done. Like, it's just
it's overwhelming. It's quite a bit. And like I said, there's still people that are living in the same types of situations in the homes that are still damaged. So yeah, there's a lot of work that still needs to be done.
I urge you to head over to harrisrecovery.org or call 832-927-4961 to talk about the project recovery. If you're someone who was damaged by Harvey, if your home was messed up when you did the repairs yourself, you can get reimbursed. What'd you say they would reimburse you up to?
Up to $50,000.
You know, that's a lot of home repairs. I'm sure sheetrock, you know, yes, whether it's construction workers, whatever you spent the money on to try to make normal again, this money is available, and it's finally available. As we talked about earlier, last year and the year before, a lot of the talk was about the money that we were waiting for to come, and the federal aid to come from Washington, and it hadn't shown up. And so now it's here, and it's $1.2 billion. Again, harrisrecovery.org. And real quick, Denise, if you will, some of the things that would qualify somebody for this funding.
So sure. If you were the homeowner, definitely you have to be the homeowner at the time of the storm. We have to be able to prove that you actually lived in that property, that you were the owner. Additionally, we need identification. We need to determine title, make sure that you, again, are the other owner. We're also checking child support. If you were ordered to pay it, you must be current. We are also checking your taxes. You have to be current on your taxes or on a payment plan. Those are some of the things that we are looking for.
We're talking with Denise James. She's the Harris County Housing Programs Manager. Harris County's project recovery for Harvey is really going to make a lot of headlines. This may be the first time you're hearing about it, but the Hurricane Harvey funding is now available, but you have to apply for it online, harrisrecovery.org.
Yes, I want just to talk about our rehab and reconstruction, which is our homeowner assistance program. So we can help individuals up to $80,000 in our rehab, and then we can do up to $160,000 on our reconstruction, which is basically the rebuilding of the home. Additionally, there are individuals who have been considered red tagged and need to be elevated, and we can assist them with that. However, elevation is a part of our reconstruction, so the home must be reconstructed in order to be elevated.
So that's someone who experienced total loss.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. So do y'all? So I'm assuming that's a whole nother avenue of the funding.
Well, it's part of this same mm-hmm. funding. It's our homeowner assistance program. It's just part of that one.
Well, that's really fantastic, though. I'm sure there's someone listening that just heard that and probably is breaking into tears right now.
Yes.
Because a lot of these homes did need raise. They needed to be, because the home either sunk because the ground was low or it was already low.
It was substantially damaged, and due to the flood levels that occurred in those areas, they are being required to elevate before they can actually rebuild it.
Now, I've never experienced it personally, but I'm sure foundation repairs, that's kind of in that area.
Yes.
There, and I know it's outrageously expensive.
Yes,
so
it is.
This is super amazing. Again, we rattle off the website and the phone number for me, so if someone wants more information.
Sure. It is harrisrecovery.org, or they can give us a call at 832-927-4961.
And I urge you to go to harrisrecovery.org, as Denise just mentioned. Check out the different intake centers so you can stop by in person. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So walk-ins and appointments are welcome.
Yes.
And thank you so much, Denise, for coming in to let us know. Denise James, she's the Housing Programs Manager for Harris County, and Project Recovery is underway for Harris County. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
And if you'd like more information, please find us on Facebook. Just search Eye on Houston.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.